Simin Shin Yud Tet, Sif Aleph through Sif Gimel, Be'ezer Hashem. A lot to cover. Please bear with me. Questions that are not exactly pertinent to understanding, please wait, hold off. That we shouldn't be a tirch of the tzibur. And anything which I could push off to later, and perhaps if it's mokum is later, I will. Therefore, if I don't talk about Rubik's cubes and Rummy cubes and peelers and things that are mechubur, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get to it. Mehemshech. The Mechaber says in Shin Yud Tet Sif Aleph. Haborach mitafselus eshahu lefonav shnei min yerichlin uborer min mimin acher benaf bekvar chayim. Mekonu metam chay poter avalaster mivir biyode kidei lech alalter muter. The Mashmois clearly from the Mechaber is that it's possible like a rach that to be muter, to be borer, the heter of borer is dafka when you have three tenoim. Not like Rashi, that seems to say that as long as it's la'alter, then it's mutter. Rather, you need three tanoim for it to be mutter. You need that it should be oichom itech pselis and miyad and biyad. Oichom itech pselis, that means no matter how much oichom and how much pselis you have, l'maisa, the Mishnah Brura seems to be making, hagam that the chaya odem wants to be machmer, like shita satoisvis, that if you have more pselis than oichol, you should not take the oichol, because the oichol is bottle to the pselis. Nevertheless, like Rashi says, like bottle to pselis. Pselis says that's considered derech brero. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura clearly in the Bir Alocha seems to be mekel. It's from the fact that the Ramad does not bring it down. Mashmois is that you're always allowed to take the oichol, decide whether or not the oichol is more than the pselis. The pselis is more than the oichol. You're always allowed to take the oichol. Oichol to pselis, it has to be la'alter, and it has to be with his yad and not with a kli. Now, Yesh Letzayin, just in the Akdama of the Mishnah Brura, the Chorus Mavur, the Mishnah Brura says, a kli means an apak far which is miyuchud, or even something which is not miyuchud, which is used also for bear like a konon retam point. Mishnah Brura seems to clearly say in his Akdama, in the tzad of talking about a kli, he says, Mubur b'kli shaderech liver bok, you're an apak far, chayiv afilu hu bur ha'echom en apsilis. Even if you're bur ha'echom en apsilis, you're still chayiv when you use a napavik far. Now he says that why? What's the reason why? Because the derech is to do both ways. Sometimes you bury the pselis from the eichel, sometimes you bury the eichel from the pselis. He gives a mashal. What's the case where you bury the eichel from the pselis? He says, "Pamim who bury her eichel and the pselis, kigoyin shenikvi akvar dakin va'eichel hugas." Sometimes the holes are very small, and the finely ground stuff, which is not the good stuff, goes down, and the what we call kemah, but the pselis is what stays on top. Va'eichel shugas. So it seems clear, it seems that the Mishnah Brura is saying that when you're holding a kli in your hand and the oichol remains in the kli and the pselis comes out from the place, nevertheless it's considered oichol mitech pselis and not pselis mitech oichol. The heard the pashtus would be that when you're holding a kli in your hand and you're shaking it back and forth and one thing is staying inside the kli and the other thing is leaving, that it would be done as pselis, whatever is leaving has the dand of coming out from the other thing. That would be pselis from the oichol. It's clear in the Mishnah Brura that he says not that way. He says when you're holding the kli in your hand, that if the oichol stays on top, it's considered taking oichol from pselis and not pselis from oichol. The problem is that the Mishnah Brura seems to say the head and not that way later on. It's a big machlokes apoiskim. When he's talking about taking out shuman from the top of you have shuman in a bowl, which is sitting on top of the food they want to eat, to pour out the shuman, he says, it's considered taking out pselis from oichol. Why? Because what's leaving the cup is pselis, and what's staying is oichol. So it seems not like he's saying over here. We'll have to get to that. We're going to deal with this also later on. Very negev to how to take a fly out of your soup or wine or whatever it is. Be'ez Hashem will see that b'hemshach. Now, this halacha that it's mutter dafk if it's biyad and it's usher if it's b'kli. So, l'chur the pashtus is that any kli is usher. It has to be yodoy dafko. Dafka has to be yad. If it's not yodoy, then it's going to be usher. However, the place can say, Ramesha handles this, Shaila, Lahedi has a tshuva about it, that it doesn't. Not every kli is aser. Any kli which is mugder, like yodei arichto, that be'etzem it's like your hand, and just for whatever technical reasons you're not using it, practical purposes you're not using it, not because it's easier, just because it's too hot or it's too cold, or you don't want to get your hands dirty, for example, or just politeness, you would really take it out with your hand, but you want to use a fork instead, you want to use a spoon instead. Then in a konami, that's not considered a ma'aseh b'rir b'kli, because the kli is not being Messiah to the mice of the Breyer B'chal. Most of the place can mean is down the halacha of the mice, and therefore to use a fork to take out the oichol from the pselis, to be able to eat right now, to stab that, that's not a problem, even if you don't want to eat the rest of the stuff, and it's mamish, or it's real psalmist, nevertheless it's mutter, that's not a problem. Now, the only issue is, I don't know how far the Ramban got, I think it's much later on really, that the Mishnah Berurah seems to say to use a spoon to take off the shamanet on top of the milk, the cream from on top of the milk, is problematic. Even though l'chorah, best you could do that with your hand, and the spoon is just, instead of using your hand, you're using the spoon. It seems to say, Ramesh has already mitzvah to it, the place where mitzvah to the shayla, we'll deal with that also later, Be'ezer Hashem. But that is the pashtus, that any time that you're using, that case is different. The pashtus is, any time that you're using your hand, and it's not aiding you in the Maisa Brira, you're using a fork, kedema, then that's not a problem. Interestingly enough, Ramesha says in that tshuva, he says that if you're using a fork, let's say you want to take out the lakshin, you want to take out the noodles from inside of the soup, so you want to use the fork to take it out, that way that the juice will run down in between the tines of the fork, and you'll be left with just noodles. On that, Ramesha says, is a problem. Even though l'chera, it's a regular fork, and you're just using it like a regular, but says Ramesha, no, you're using this fork as a kli, which is aiding you in the brera, and therefore it's aser. Now, with regard to that, the poskim talk about what's the story with a perforated spoon, a spoon that has holes inside, that's made, usually most sets come along with it, it's made to use in salads and other type of liquidy foods, that you serve with it, generally it's a bigger spoon, it's used for serving, and the purpose is that all the juice should run down and the food should come out. Is one allowed to use such a kli for a brero? Is he allowed to stick it into his common practices that many people do, stick it inside on Shabbos or not? A lot of people use it even not for such things, they don't have a big spoon, they use it they'll use it for rice also, they use it for potato or whatever it is that they need, because it's just a big serving spoon. Are you allowed to use it for coleslaw? Can you stick it into the coleslaw to be able to drain out the coleslaw or not? So, one young man went to the Taino. Echad mechashuvei Avreche used to be from the Avreche Chavurin Zini. He went to the Taino. His son does not eat coleslaw with juice b'chlal. So, what he does is he takes his hand and he picks up the coleslaw and he lets the juice come out and he puts it down on his plate. So, his parents are not so happy with that. They say, just use the spoon. Like a mensch, use a spoon. Can you use a perforated spoon or not? Why? What's the shayla? Be'etzem, it's just really a spoon. The spoon is not aiding b'chlal to the ma'aser brera. If you're working in the kitchen of a caterer and you wanted to get out all the coleslaw without the juice, whatever it is, you wouldn't sit there with the spoon and take it out. You take out globfuls with your hand and shake it out and stick it out and stick it into a container. L'chera, the perforated spoon is not aiding you in the ma'aser brera b'chlal. Therefore, one at a time, that it should be considered done as yodei richta fakert. If I would do it without, the only reason I'm doing it is because of politeness. But best if I would do it if nobody was there, take it with my hands. If his parents weren't watching, take it with his hand and stick it onto his plate. L'chura, once at a time, that's not considered a ma'isa of. That's not a kli which is miyucha to be misayim. Now, l'chura, it's really not negiah to that. That's what it seems. And that is, there's three gedarim with regard to Arichum Tev Selas with regard to Kehan. There's something which is miyuchid for Brero. There's a kli which is not miyuchid for Brero, and it's also midar abanan. And then there's a kli which is really yodei arichta. The kli which is miyuchid le Brero, that means that anapa vikvaro, or any type of kli, even if it doesn't aid you be'etzem, you could do the same thing with your hand, but lamaisa kolkama, that is the type of kli which is used for Brero, then that's the lashon of Mishnah Berurah, he says in Sifkatan Yod, he says, that the imu boira benaf vikvaro, even if you're doing a la'altar, it should be considered a ma'isa achilo. Or should boira apseos min oichur minker milsad del shein breru. I feel la'altar chai. What do you mean? Why is it my ma'isa breru b'chol? I'm doing it for la'altar. What's the difference? I'm using a kli. Kokam, you can tell me that you're magdir a ma'isa breru la'altar as a ma'isa achilo. Then what's the difference? What I use? Says Mishnah Berurah, no. The vart is because when you're using an apar kfar or you're doing a pseus mitechaychol, then we're not magdir the maisa as a maisa of achilo. Because we see what you're doing, it's a maisa brera, it's screaming brera. You're saying, no, I'm not miyayish, but it's zut shayam. What are you supposed to do about it? So to over here, be'etzim, you're using an apar kfar. How can you say it's not a maisa brera? Because it's maisa achilo. No, that's a maisa brera. So too, any kli which is made miyuchad for a maisa brera, even if it doesn't help you more because you could do it with your hands as much. Pasha says that's considered a kli which is asr midaraisa, l'cherech shash daraisa, and that's talking about the poskim neman, all the poskim neman, that's such a spoon, slotted spoon, when the purpose is being used before to eat the brira, then that's a problem. If that's the case, agav, then it's a klishim lach l'iser. If it's a klishim lach l'iser, then agam that you're allowed to use it with tzarech guf mekaymai. Nevertheless, that's only if you do not have another type of kli, which could aid you the same thing. So if you have two spoons, one slotted and one's not slotted, then l'chatchila you should use the non-slotted spoon. If you don't have another non-slotted spoon and you want to use this for the rice, whatever it is, because it's a big spoon and you could use for serving, that's a klishim lach l'iser, which is mutter l'tzarech guf mekaymai. What's that? If you use it for both, it's miyuchid for this betzem. The fact that you use it for that, that's maybe that's totally in machlokes b'negiyah to mukta of the bir halacha and the prima gadim. That's what defines the ikker. Could be this ikker, two ikkers. Currently, the prima gadim would be aser. According to the tzir of tzarech and mishabrua of the bir halacha, ken zayin echanami, it might be mutter. Now, a similar type of shayla is. There's another tzad be'etzem to matter it. There's another tzad to matter it, and that is that ken zayin a kli which is miyuchid libreira la'alter is mutter. The hainu. The Chazon Ish says something very interesting. The Chazon Ish says that it's mutter to use a small tea kettle. I don't know tion it's called in Hebrew. That has it's like a little teapot that has a screen. It has a sort of mesh metal piece at the end of the neck that it prevents the tea leaves from coming out. So the tea comes out and the tea leaves stay behind. Says the Chazon Ish that it's mutter. You're allowed to use that. Shelly is the chur that's considered a ma'aser b'ri b'kli. Why is that mutter? Tain is Rav Shlomo Zalman. The reason why it's mutter is because it's a kli which is miyuchid for brira la'alter. What does that mean? That the whole mutzig of brira is daf when it's lachar zman. Lo itzer. Something which the whole mahus of it is that it's the altar, the whole mahus of it is such a kli. In other words, why do we look at a kli, a napa v'kvaro, as a ma'isa b'riro? Because when you use a napa v'kvaro, even if you're using the altar, be'etzim we look at it as a ma'isa b'riro. But the type of kli which was created to use for immediate use, then we don't look at it as a ma'isa b'riro. We look at it as if you're eating, because that's the way that people eat. People, if you want to eat an apple, you peel the apple, or peel the carrot, peel the cucumber, whatever it is that you're eating, and then you eat it. Most people don't use that kli for peeling and then storing. The whole kli is to aid you in your ma'isa achila. Mamele, it's not looked at as a ma'isa of brera. Fakir, it's looked at as a ma'isa of achila. La ma'isa, Rosh Hashanah Zalman brings down the chayyadim, seems to say that it's aser lehedya and choishish for the ra'isa. Therefore, it seems that Rosh Hashanah Zalman was coming out that you shouldn't be saying on this ma'isa, though the Chazon Ish does seem to say that. And that's how the person goes, like we said, with regard to the slotted spoon. Now, what happens when it's not a slotted spoon, but it's helping you out? Maybe you could do it with your hand, maybe not. What's in such an example? If you want to pour out the soup from inside of your pot, and you want to keep all the chicken inside, all the vegetables inside, or fakert. So you take the cover of the pot, and you stick it against the side of the pot. You close the soup pot most of the way, and you leave just a small opening that just the soup should come out, and all the lakshin, all the vegetables will stay inside. That's oichom etech shteilas pashtas, pouring out the soup that you're going to use. That's the pashtas. According to Mishnah Berurah, that's considered oichom etech shteilas. Even though what's remaining inside the pot is the things that you don't want. Nevertheless, we don't look at that as the pshteilas nechayichol. That's the oichom etech shteilas. The shaila is this oichom etech shteilas with a kli, which is usher or not? Are you using a kli, or is this just like your hand? So zikr, it's not something which is miyuchad for brero. That's for sure. Since I'm yuchav for beer, zechor, we're not handling their eyes. So the question is going to be also midar abanan. The real shaila is what's a konan and a tamkon? The kelim that are also midar abanan, what do they look like? Konan Rashi with masver, that's like a funnel type of thing. You shake it, and the psail stays on the top, and all the kinyas falls down into the small through the small opening and comes out. However, tamkoi is not clear what it is. Tamkoi, everybody says, it's a big serving plate. What does the serving plate do? The Bach seems to know that the serving plate is similar to the konan. It's not like an apa v'kvar which is made for burger, but it works the same way. It seems that it's a little bit narrow on one side. You tilt it at an angle. The pshtel stays at the top. The eichel comes down to the bottom. Ramesha says it's just a big plate, and you're spreading out the whatever it is that you're trying to be burger to enable you to be burger easier. But etzem, it's not anything which aids the ma'isa of brira that performs the ma'isa of brira. It aids the ma'isa of brira that it makes it easier to do a ma'isa of brira. That being the case, it doesn't have to be a kli which is really created b'chlal for a ma'aseh b'riro. Kokama that the tzura of the kli is one that helps you do b'riro, makes it easier to do b'riro, even if the kli itself does not perform the b'riro, it's also going to be awesome. Mamela, many of the poets can say, and that's the way Ramesha goes also, he's a tshuva about this, he says, Shama Zalman, you should not put the kli, the cover of the pot, against the pot, and just leave a little hole for the soup to come out, because that would be considered bur echon tekselis with a kli. It's only going to be a midar avaron, because it's not a kli miyuchod, but that's considered with a kli.
The
chazanish ken zayin would matter such a thing. Because that's in, no, it could be that over here. It could be if you go like Mishnah Mazamun Zamzis, then the word is because it's miyuchad for very right away. Maybe not considered. There's other ways of doing it, not to take out all the soup. Don't take out all the soup. Or leave a small, Ramesha says, leave a little bit of bigger opening that other stuff could come out. And just make sure that not everything comes out, whatever. A few pieces of luxury is not so terrible. But you'll do it in a way that you're taking out Oichel Am Seilis or enabling for the Pseilis and the Oichel to come out. That's for sure going to be mutter. Or if you're not taking out all the juice, for example, the case of a papa, you're taking out half of the soup, and you're leaving in a good portion of the soup, you're leaving in the soup which is mixed together with the vegetables at the bottom, that you're leaving inside, that's not a ma'aseh b'riro b'chlal, and that's mutter. A similar type of case that the Olam handles is what's with a salt shaker? A salt shaker that people put in rice into their salt shakers, that it should absorb the moisture, and the salt shouldn't clump together, and you'll be able to pour it out. Is it mutter to use such a salt shaker on Shabbos? Because you're right, when I'm shaking the salt shaker, what's coming out is the salt, and what's staying inside is the rice. But l'chera, it's erechom itayef seilis, but you're using a kli to do this ma'aseh b'riro. So, the pashtus is that this is not a ma'aseh b'riro in the raisa, l'chera, this is not a kli which is miyuchad for b'riro, fakert, they don't make a salt shaker to be b'riro. They make a salt shaker that all the salt shouldn't come out at once. You have small holes, then all the salt should come out. They're not expecting you to put other things inside your salt shaker. Zichr not a kli which is miyuchad for b'riro, and therefore it's not a deraisa. The question is this considered a kli which aids you in the ma'aseh b'riro? Now, it seems that in America, the minhag is to be machmer. Many people are machmer. Al pi Rav Moshe, who seems to be machmer in such a case. If Eider brings out from Moshe that such a case would be also a ma'aseh b'riro, it's oichom itayef seilis with the kli which is aiding you. In other words, it's not a kli which is miyuchad, but it's a kli which is helping you. However, many, many poiskim, especially in Eretz Yisrael, are mekel. They say b'chlal, it's not considered. It's oichom itayef seilis, it's not considered a kli. The kli is not miyuchad, it's not made b'chlal for b'riro. It's not aiding you, that's not the purpose, that's not what you're trying to do. The whole purpose is just to absorb the moisture inside, and therefore we look at it as a ma'isa of oichom itayef seilis without a ma'isa of b'riro b'kli. It's not, and befrat, if you're leaving a lot of the salt inside, then also you have another heter that you're mixing together, you're leaving salt together, you're leaving the mixture of salt together with the rice. It's also another tzad to be mekel, and therefore certainly ein limchis b'yan mekelim, if you don't want to do it yourself. That's how I think come out all the American, English svarim, Shabbos svarim, all go la'asr, alpi remesha, and domani v'ayin brings down svarim v'aron, paiske America, v'meila, that's how many people grew up. However, in Eretz Yisrael, many of the Gedolei HaPoskim are mekel. That's b'riro b'kli. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Mechaber ends off in b'riro b'yodeh k'dilech l'alter is mutter. He says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu yaras man asuda kama shoyis mikri l'alter, kimash abriri yisamach l'sudu. As long as you have the heter of miyad, the hainu, considered for that suda, it doesn't make a difference how long your suda is going to take. If you have a Shabbos Shabbat breakfast, you start at 10 o'clock in the morning, you plan on going to 4:30 in the afternoon. You light a mevar at the beginning of the suda, for the end of the suda. 10:30, 4:15, 4 o'clock, whatever it is. Now, if your kavanah is they should have for the next suda, that's aser. What happens if you're mevar and you have leftovers? Is that a problem that you were burr kumtois, that your brayer wasn't for the altar? Says the Beis Yosef, seems to be mitzvah that after brings down the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it seems that the Beis Yosef is naming on that is aser. And that's how Levush goes also, that if lemais you leave over for the next suda, then you're chayev chatas. You have to go ahead and you have to eat all the food that you're mevar. That's the pashas mashmois of the Beis Yosef and Levush. Lemais ala alocha, the Pirmei Chazal says there's no way that you're going to be chayev lemafreya chatas. L'chorah kokama b'shas maiso, it wasn't mugder as the maiso b'riro because you had to do it for the altar. If you change your mind, if at the end of the day you don't end up eating it, zichul mafreinak b'chayev chatas, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha. What happens if you want to, if you change your mind? Dainu, you decide that you're going to do prayer for the Sudo. And then afterwards you realize, I have enough food for the Sudo, I'll leave for Shal Shiva. Says the Prima Gadim, Lo Yorech Lemevet Hochi. Shouldn't do it. Is it Otmi Daraitso? No. Is it Otmi Darabanan? Also Mashmah, that's not. Lo Yorech Lemevet Hochi. Shouldn't do it. Lamaisa Mishabrura seems, he doesn't bring it down to Mishabrura, he only brings it down to Sharatzian, and he seems to be Chaylet. He says, Vitor Chayle Dvar. I'm assuming that's not involved. Which he's bringing a right from Tedo. If Peshat Maisa wasn't a right to Tedo, then it can't turn into a Maisa Tedo afterwards. And it's Mutal Chatchilo. It's not, there's no Srach Isra, if you know. It's not a Loy Arachel Mevarachi. Mashmoy says, according to Mishabrura, the Lachur is not a problem. Therefore, Maisa Shahayo, last week, somebody had salad, and inside the salad there was pieces of corn, among other things. Now, his daughter likes only corn. So she decided to pick out every single salad piece of corn. So you just ruined the salad, because the salad is supposed to have the corn inside, so you picked it all out. So parents went ahead and they dumped back the corn inside the salad. Are you allowed to do that? You're just mavatol the brero that was done. The brero that was done, la'alter, was now your mahapach of the heart. There it's mutter l'char anyhow, because everything is a tzurich l'alter. It's all, everything is a tzurich, that's suda b'chlam. But such a case, can you be mavatol the ma'isa burial? Kol kamat b'shas ma'isa, the ma'isa was, to be able to use it for right then in a problem, it's not a problem. Even if something happens at the end of the day, l'char, it's not a problem. And you're allowed to be mavar, whatever you need for the suda. And if you have leftovers, or for whatever reason you change your mind, seems in the Mishnah Brura, maybe lechatchila you shouldn't do that. That's the Prima Gadim. Change your mind. But if you have leftovers, certainly a person wasn't over on the Maisa Brura. It's all nikva kefi the Shas Maisa. But it also works the other way around also. If B'Shas Brura, you didn't have a mind to eat it, and then you decide that, oive, what did I just do? I was mevar for the next Sudo. You decide, okay, I'll go ahead and I eat it. Okay, that's already too late. It's already too late. That's the Rosh Hashanah's name, Zom Kipshutai. I don't know if you bring Nazariah for it. L'chur, that's the Pashtus that Kokama, that it's Nikva B'Shas Maisa. Vein Leheter, Vein Leheter. Kokama, you did a Maisa Brewery. You can't go ahead and put it back afterwards. That's also not a Lavanitic last day. To throw it back into the Tarevis, also L'chur is not going to help you. Because you were over and burr, and then you stuck it back into the Tarevis. You created a new Tarevis. But the Maisa Brewery L'chur wasn't rectified by sticking it back in. Now, if it's Nikva Kefir Das, the shaila comes up. What's the story? This is common occurrence probably in most people's homes on most Shabbosim. Somebody that's sitting at the table doesn't like something on their plate. Whether it's a black potato, or they got overcooked too much, or it's a bean, or it's meat, or it's the top of the potato kugel, whatever, an onion inside the salad, Rahman al-Islam, something like that. But there's other people at the Suda that are happy to eat it. So now, L'chur is a davar pashut that the other person at the Suda, if Reuven doesn't like the onions and Shimon does like the onions, there's no problem whatsoever for Shimon to go ahead and stick his fork in and take out the onions. It's not a problem. That's Eichel mitaych Eichel for the altar. Certainly not a problem. The shaila is, what's with Reuven? Is Reuven allowed to do that? Is the Reuven allowed to go ahead and stab his onion, which he doesn't want, which the whole purpose that he's taking it out is because he has no interest in eating the salad and it's ruining his salad, and he wants to give it to somebody else? What's the shaila? If it's all nikvah kefi the das of the mensch, so do we go buster Reuven's das or Shimon's das? For Reuven, the mice is the mice of burial. For Shimon, it's the mice of eichel mitaych eichel. So, Rav Shimon Zalman says that in a chanami, v'etzem really have a shaila. There's a more basic shaila over here, and that is, it's pseilis. What's the story with pseilis? For me, it's, for Reuven, it's pseilis. He has the onion inside, it's pseilis. What's the story with, and he wants to feed the pseilis to someone else? Is there a heter of taking pseilis mitech oichol for achila l'alter? The only case that we found that we always talked about pseilis, the reason why pseilis mitech oichol is aser, says the Ramban, is because it can't be mugder as a ma'isa achila. Because the whole ma'isa that you're doing is netilo l'oitzer, because you can't eat that, so it's behechrich, not a ma'isa achila. Therefore, says the Ramban, it's going to be aser. What's going to be in a case where I want to eat the pseilis? What's such a case? Usually you don't have such a case, because if you want to eat it, then why is it mugder kipseilis? The thing is that we have a Gemara in Fresh that talks about such a case. Tormesin, the Gemara says this. You don't want to take Tormesin out of the other Tormesin. Chayim Chatos. Why? I say Echom Tech Psalis. Does the Gemara name? We don't like Psalis with Echom. Because if you leave it inside, so therefore it's going to turn into Psalis. So therefore, it's a shame of Psalis with Echom. But this Psalis with Echom, I want to eat. So I'm doing Psalis with Echom for Achim al-Asr. And even so, the Gemara says lechera that it's aser. So pesilas mideracher lachila alter lechera would not be mutter. That wouldn't be a heter. If it's mugder as pesilas, then lechera I have no heter to go ahead and take it out to give it to somebody else, and that he should be able to eat it. You're not allowed to take out pesilas to feed to somebody else. Not only that, Rosh Hashanah time is even to feed your animal. For him, that's food, but that's mitzvah pesilas. You also wouldn't be able to do that. We'll get up to that by animals, Be'ezer Hashem. The shaila is over here. How do we go Basar Reuven and go Basar Shimon? Tanya Hashem is domino. In this case, we could go Basar Shimon. And we'll say that, no, Lemaisa, since Be'etzem, L'chur, the Vard is, because both of them are Mugdar like Oichel. There's nothing which is Pseilas Be'etzem over here. You have something which is Mugdar. There are two types of Oichel. It's only because you don't want to eat it, Reuven doesn't want to eat it, then it turns into Pseilas. But Klape Shimon, it is considered Oichel. But he's allowed to take it out like a Tchila. So Be'etzem, it's Oichel, Mitzvah Oichel. For you, it's not considered Oichel. But Kokama, you're taking the Oichel and you're feeding it right away to someone else. Then we're marked in the entire Maisa as a Maisa of Achila and not a Maisa of Hasaras Pesedim. Even though Klape Ruvin, that is his Matar. However, if Tanya Zarka Shabbos, this was brought down from Shteiman also that he wants to tell you the same thing, that's only if you make up with Shimon beforehand that you're giving it to him. Then you could done and say that the whole Maisa is a Maisa of Hasara from Ruvin's plate to give to Shimon. But are you allowed to take out the onion? Who wants an onion? Does anybody want an onion? Anyone? Oh, I found somebody. Wants an onion. Unless you don't find somebody. That's not a chance. Unless you don't find somebody. No, I did it today to serve it, and therefore it's considered a Maisa Chilo. But you can't be Magda as a Maisa Chilo if nobody else wants to take it. And Chir. Nishbir. The good. In such a case, that we can't be Magda as a Maisa Chilo. Kokama that you're not serving it to someone else. The whole part why Magda as a Maisa Chilo is because I'm taking this out to give it to somebody else to eat. Kokama that I don't have somebody else that's going to eat it now, you shouldn't take it out to be able to give it to that person. If you already made up with him, then you could. Now, what's the story with being Mavar Eichel Mitoy Pseilis for right now, but not for Matar of Achilim? Is that considered is that Mutar or not? What's the story if some Zama closes the Shaila? What's the story if somebody came to your house for a Suda and you want to pack him up with a little bit of a doggy bag? He's full now. He's not eating anything till he gets home. But he loved the cake so much that you want to pack him up. Now the problem is that the cake and all the cookies and everything else that was left over from the dessert is all mixed up together in a tarivis. So what you're going to do is you're going to take out the oichel from the psoilis, or if it's real psoilis, let's say, and you'll pack it up real nicely and you'll give it to him and he's going to go. Now, be'etzem, he's not eating it now, so l'chur, it's not l'alter. However, klapi ma'ish tamshis, tanis or shamaz almond, ma'ish tamshis is finished. My Maisa Chesed of giving him his doggy bag was finished as soon as he left the door. My Maisa Breir is for Ishtamshis La'altar. Can we dam that as Ishtamshis La'altar or not? Now, where's the Sadeh Safek? Beth Rosh Hashanah comes out that it's Mutter. Shlomo Zalman comes out that it's Mutter. That's finished. That's my Maisa, it's finished. Rav Yashim, on the other hand, says no. That's not Ishtamshis of the food, and therefore it's aser. You're right, in the Hanami, you finished your Maisa. But the Maisa Bari has to be Maisa Achila. It has to be Nitzvah to Maisa Achila. How come I don't see it as a Hemshech of a Maisa Achila, then it's aser. What's the Nikudas Hashayla? The Chorim. You could say, at least. The Prima Gadam over here is Mustafik in Tefalif. If you're allowed to do Brera, you're allowed to do Brera to feed yourself, then do Brera to feed your friends. What's the story of doing Brera to feed your animal? Are you allowed to do that or not? What's the Shayla? Comes along the Prima Gadam and he says, I have a Raya. Agav, the Eglital says the same thing, and he says the raya in fresh. The says lahedi that it's mutter. The Tzitzit says lahedi that such case is you gimel vavol. It says lahedi that it's mutter. Okay, says the Prima Gadol. Says a raya. Magen Avraham says in Shin Chafal when he gets a teichin, if you learn at a burger that the Ran says you let it cut something up for your chicken right away. You let it be teichin something. You let it cut some dice something up very small for your chicken if it's going to be for right away because we learn at a burger. Oh, vice versa. By burr, it's also mutter for your chicken. Oh, so you see that you're allowed to do burr. You bring a raya from Magad Avraham, B'shem Aran, that you're allowed to do. What's the shayla, B'chol? You're taking food for Ishtamshis. Who cares who's eating it? Let's say nobody's eating it. You're using it for Ishtamshis. L'chura, there's Arich Mutev Seilis for Miyad. For Ishtamshis Miyad, what's the Tzata Aser? L'chura, Kenzain, the Tzata Aser is that the only time that we reckon something to be a Mindset of Arich Mutev Seilis for Ishtamshis Miyad is when you're using that Ishtamshis for the thing that it's made for. When you're using the oichel for oichel, when you're being mavara the oichel for oichel, that's when you can say that it's the ishtamshes is for miyad. But if the ishtamshes is not the shamans that it's made for, then we don't sound that as a maisa of berer for miyad. Where do we see this story? The Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha Batim says this, you say. He says that the Chelboin from the Chelboin, why are you allowed to take the Chelboin from the Chelboin? The Bach says it to say it also, is because neither the Chelboin and the Chelboin is being used for food. So even though I'm being Mavar, it's Shneimin, and I'm being Mavar one from the next. And I want one and I don't want the other one. I want the Chelboin and I don't want the Chelboin. So Chur, that's Mamikur Zachosu, for sure it's Asr. The Gemara says before that it's Mutter, was a Mutin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the Pshat? Says the Bach, what's the Pshat? No, because even though Eichel is Asr, that's only when you want to eat one and you don't want to eat the other one. But if you're not eating either one of them, and you're using it for a different thing, Litzvoya, the Meichel, the Chardol, then in Chalami, it's Mutter. What's the Lamdus? The Chur, the Lamdus is because Eichel mit Eichel, why is it Pshat in the first place? Both of them are edible foods. Why is it Pshat? If I like the other one, for sure it shouldn't be considered a problem of Pshat. The answer is Bechurro, because if you have two types of foods, and you want to eat one food, and you don't want to eat the other food, that in itself turns the other one into Pseudos. What turns into Pseudos? The fact that you don't want to eat it. It's made for eating, and I want to eat this, and I don't want to eat that. It turns into Pseudos. But if Stivus, I'm not eating either one of them, so what's going to turn the other thing into Pseudos? Neither one of them. Pseudos is only in contrast to the food that I want to eat. That's in relationship to that food, this is considered Pseudos. But how come that I'm not eating either one, so what turns into Pseudos? Because I want to use it to play basketball, I want to use it for Litzvoya the Michael. L'chor, that's not what either thing is made for. It's not Pseilis Klapi. What it's made for, it's not considered Pseilis. Memela, it's not a problem of Breira. It's on the whole Nekuda, the gauge, the litmus test, whether or not something is considered Breira by food, is whether or not you're going to use it for a food purpose or not. If you're not using either one for food, doesn't mean it's not a problem. Eva Zevi Ketaino, the same thing over here. That if you're using food for a non-food purpose, then in a chalam it's going to be osur. The shayla is, if I'm not eating it, I'm not giving it to my friend, I'm giving it to my animal, is that considered a food purpose? Or is that not considered a purpose? Says the Prima Gadim, that's mutter. The shayla is, what's the kamashmon? Now that it's mutter, why is it mutter? Is it mutter because your animal is also a food purpose? In a chalam it has to be for food purpose. If it's not for food purpose, then it's not osur. And your animal is also a food purpose. Where is the kamashmon? No, your animal is not a food purpose. Only when people eat, that's a food purpose. However, you don't need a food purpose. Any shtamshes is mutter. Tanis v'sham zalman. Any shtamshes is mutter. Kokama that my ma'isa chesed of giving to the guy his doggy bag is mutter. Then in chalami is la'alter. And that's a tayalas of it. And l'chur, that's going to be mutter. Mashen kein, Rabbi Yashiv. It's not mukher that this is what they have to hold. L'chur comes out very good. They say no. Kokama that it's not, I can't be magdur as a ma'isa chila because you're not eating it now. You're using it for something else. Then in chalami it's going to be mutter. No, because the at the end of the day, it's made for food. Your kavana is to use it as a food purpose.
Yeah.
For him. So it's going to turn into psalus, because I want to give him this food and I want to give him that food. The question is, can the stamshis now be oimid b'mokim the stamshis of achilah? And say that it has another stamshis also. Now we're saying no, according to Rav
Hashem. When is the stamshis finished? When your friend leaves your house? When you finish filling the bag?
When you give it to him, b'char. As soon as you give it to him. If you're not going to give it to him for another 3 hours, then l'chur, you did a prayer and now it's
given to him.
That's all. That's yeah, I don't know if that's considered, that makes a difference. L'chur, it's your ma'isa chesed, that's the truth. Kokama, you don't give it to him, then what you do? So giving it to him, that's just considered enough. What's also going to get to this l'chur, a similar question, is maybe it's a little bit worse off, is can you set the table with the food? You want that everybody should come inside and should look, the table should look nice. The table looks nice when all the livers set out and everybody, all those different fish platters and everything is out. So best thing would be mavar hours in advance. Oichel mitech oichel. But oichel mitech pselis, whatever it is. To set the table. That the table should look nice. Is that something which is going to be mutter? That's also a non-food. Hishtamshut. L'chur Kenzan will be telling this machlekes of whether or not it's going to be mutter or not. However, in a case where your mamash being mishtamish with it, for example, if it's not a non-food item, a common occurrence, you roll up if you have a plastic tablecloth and you roll up the plastic tablecloth after the suda, and you thought you took off all the silverware and you didn't take off all the silverware, then you see that there's a fork inside and it's mixed up in all the psoilas and all the leftover pituchim. It's all mamash atarivis. And you want to pull it out. It's a knife, we'll make it easier. It's a knife, you want to pull it out. Can you take out the knife? What do you decide to do? You want to be able to take it out. You have to come up with some sort of eitzah of what to use it for. So you decide to say, I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What do I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for? I'm not hungry now. I just decided to say, I'll make a mishal shiris. Kids like peanut butter and jelly. I'll make a mishal shiris. So be'etzem the shtamshis of making the peanut butter and jelly sandwich is right now. But the achila is only later on. Lachur, in this case, lachur, there's no tzad ta'asim. Pashtus should be that it's mutter, because here we're not handling food. Who cares when you're going to eat the food? The shtamshis of a knife is defined by using the knife to spread something, to cut something. How common that you made your peanut butter and jelly sandwich right now, then you used it for its shtamshis. It's only when you're handling food and you're not using the food till later, then even though you have a zaitiga harvacha that you did a ma'aseh chesed making with your friend, there the Riyasher says you shouldn't do such a thing. But how common that you're being mishtamish with it now, then in a chanami, you're using a non-food item for the thing that it's made to use, even though you're doing it in a ma'aseh harama, because betzim you could make it later on, but you're using it now, and you won't have to make it later on, then nechami, such a thing is l'chorit ishtamshis and ishimimotim. One last halacha in Sifah, which is against the Sifah, says, what's halacha b'di'evan? The first bir halacha, the Prima Gadim declares it, what's halacha b'di'evan if a person did burr? Takes it out, oh, you mean it. Just realize they did burr. Now once your food is finished, you're not eating your food, you're not eating your food. Says the Prima Gadim, if it's aichum itech pseilis, real psalis, there's rock, something which is not edible, and he says, the pashta says, you were masak in the food, and therefore, it's considered isani maisav, you were nene from the melech HaShabbos, and therefore it's also with the yevin. If it's oichol mitech oichol, he blives tzarechim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, he says, la maisa, if it's b'shoigi, we always have a goin, that seems to say, that b'shoigi were mekel, al maisa Shabbos, and la halacha la maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Shin Lamatet, any derabanan, you can zikr b'semech on the grain. The Mokum Atzurich, he also says, you can b'semech on the grain. B'chlal, burr is different in the fact, it's not like mevashal. The whole sugya of b'di'evet was said when you get to mevashal, where you've affected b'etzem a change in the food, which you didn't have before. It was raw, now it's cooked. As opposed to burr, b'etzem you didn't change anything in the food. The person does aitza, talks about the beer lach, the Shin Yud Ches, there the Chayadim Tainas can sign that you're not. If it's not nishtan mikmoi shehoya, kim evasro chiyitzibo, aval moit mishus l'shush, nishtan adam mikmoi shehoya, ken zayin it's motor b'shegi. Yesh lahach merchol yisur, tayik mevasro, he says at the end of the day. There's mokin to be mekel b'chlal by burr, and for sure, if it's a shegi, you have like the gain. L'maita, if it's a mokum atzerich, you did a maita burr on your challenge, then it's a mokum atzerich, this is your food for Shabbos, b'semet, b'dievet, that it's b'seder. Refrat, if we go with the shita that holds, we saw at the beginning of Simchat Shin Yud Ches, that any time that you have a shita which is mekel lechatchila, then b'di'evet we don't answer. The Magen Avraham seems to say, the word is, that if somebody holds that it's mutter to do this lechatchila, then b'di'evet, even if you don't pass like that, we're not going to knas you that it's going to be aser after those that hold it's mamash mutter lechatchila. If that's the case, then we kamat don't have a case at the end of the day which is going to be aser b'di'evet, because we have rishonim, even though meduyik from rishonim we have certain ways, I'm not going to bring any medukim, I'll bring klar v'eter, what the rishonim say, lehedya, and that is, Tosfos says with Das Rashi, that if a person does, is allowed to use a napa v'kvar la'alter. Memeila, if you use a kli for the altar according to Rashi, it's mutter lechatchila, therefore b'di'evet lechur, it shouldn't be aser. Oichol mitzeh pseilis for la'achar zman, that is lehedim the sefer machrim b'shem the tezerid, that's mutter. Anytime that it's oichol mitzeh pseilis, that's not mugder as a ma'aseh b'riro, and therefore it's mutter la'achar zman. You have a ritva says without tezvis, lechur is the pashas of Rashi, there's another rishonim also, that pseilis mitzeh oichol for l'miyad is also mutter. Anytime that it's la'alter is not a problem, therefore it's mutter. That would matter just about anything b'di'evet. Can you take a shiti chidor on the rishonim? Can I get ready the rishonim? That's already a shayla. How much of a shiti chidor it is? It's a Rashi, it's a Tosfos, the Chur. We're handling the ikri rishonim over here. Maybe Rashi's not one from the poskim. Tosfos is zikr to be to reckon with. Therefore, the Chur, the zikr is what to be mekel. For sure, b'makom aserich. Anytime b'shegi, you could be mekel. So Berkowitz wanted to say, when you get to be mezid, you can zikr, you can be saying with Chanchitas Rashi that using an apple for is mutter with the oven. That way, generally, be mezid, we say that the food is aser loyalum. To aser loyalum, we'll be saying with the oven that it's not going to be aser loyalum on Chanchitas Rashi. Zikr, mok maserich, b'shegi, you can be mezid. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Habar eichu mitech pselis b'yodin la'anicha afi lo'bay b'yoyim, nasik b'yoyim lo'yitzer v'chayim. If it's lo'bay b'yoyim, if your ma'aseh b'riro was not la'alter, was lo'bay b'yoyim, then it's chayef. What's considered la'alter and what's not considered la'alter? Tainas the Rach, we saw three different rishonim, three different shitas in the Beit Yosef. The Rach tainas the entire suit that your mezubah is considered la'alter. Now it's not clear in the Rach what's with before the suit though. Are you allowed to be mavar? Your suda starts at 11 o'clock. Are you allowed to be mavar at 10:45 for the end of the suda that you're going to be eating, or not? Zikr at 10:45 is allowed to be mavar for what you can eat at 11 o'clock. It's any miyad, even if it's not in the suda. That's for sure mutter. The question is, are you allowed to be mavar before the suda for anything that you're going to eat at the end of that suda, even if it's 6 hours later? That lachor is not clear in the Rash. Zikr, if you're in the suda and it's already 11:02 and you started your suda, that's all suda shemesu. We look at that as ma'atachila. That's for sure mutter for 6 hours later. The Rabbeinu Yerucham is mechadish that even any time that it's before the upcoming suda, then it's mutter, which would be mashma that if you finish your suda Friday night at 10 o'clock at night and at 11 o'clock you want to prepare the next morning suda, according to the, that's not considered boi bayim, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Boi bayim means for something which is muflim for now, it's not the upcoming thing. Boi bayim, not for now, not for the upcoming thing. Anything which is upcoming is not a problem. So we don't pass like that. We see the mechaber goes like the Rambam, who passing like the Rav that it's for that Suda. If you're in the middle of that Suda, then it's Peseder. And he seems to go like the Mordechai, that if you're before the Suda, anything which is before the Suda, for that Suda, is Mutter. As long as it's Samuch to the Suda. It can't be a few hours beforehand, it has to be Samuch to the Suda. There is one Nekuda that the Rambam seems to say, which is different, and that is when it comes to Oichol, Mitoich Oichol, the Rambam is Mekol. Like the Beis Yosef points out, that even though with regard to Oichol Mitech Pselis, if you're Mavar for 3 hours later, it's Aser. By Oichol Mitech Oichol, the Mechaber says, the Rambam says, it's Dafka Aser if you do it from Shachas to Ben Arbayim. But if you do it after the morning Suda, you finish morning Suda at 1 o'clock, at 1:30 you want Mavar for your Shal Shudus is at 6 o'clock, for 5 hours later, that's Mutter L'Chatchila according to Rambam, since they're both Oichol. L'mayt B'seis Matmiya, where do you get such a chalik from? But at the end of the day, he brings down L'Alacha. He quotes the L'Alacha in the Mechaber, says the Prima Gazim, even though he's Matmiya, but L'mayt brings down L'Alacha. That's all in the Mechaber. In the Ramah, the Ramah seems to say that it has to be Dafka Samach to the Suda. B'chol Masha Bur L'Tzerich Ois HaSuda Shemese Bo Miyad Mikri La'alter. It has to be Dafka, during the Prima Gazim, Dafka, according to Ramah, Dafka, even by Oichol Mitech Oichol, it has to be Dafka, what you're going to do, Miyad. What's Miyad? The Lashon of the Mordechai says that you're letting me Mavar for the Suda that you're coming up, but La'achar Shah Tasser. What does La'achar Shah mean? Many other Olim asked this. What does La'achar Shah mean? Does it mean 60 minutes or not? Ramesha was asked this exact question. Chalik Dalit, Ayin Dalit, in this in Burr, in the Shabbos on Burr. And he says, 60 minutes, does a show mean 60 minutes? Which would mean that you'd be allowed to start 45 minutes beforehand, even though it's only going to take you 5 minutes to prepare. Says Ramesha, no, it does not mean show. Show means the amount of time that it takes to prepare. And therefore, if it takes you 20 minutes to prepare, you've got to start 20 minutes beforehand. And if it takes you a half an hour to prepare, a half an hour beforehand. But it doesn't mean a shah. Shah is after the amount of time that it takes to prepare. L'chur, the pashas is that you'll say the same thing also, l'kula, that if it takes you 2 hours to prepare the suda, because you're having a lot of guests, the Shabbat Shabbat Baruch, and you're having a lot of guests, then also it's not a problem to muvar for all your guests. And if it takes you 2 hours, the same. A similar question is talked about where it doesn't take you 6 hours to prepare, but it has to be taken care of 6 hours beforehand. For example, you have a challah in your freezer, in the deep freeze, and it's going to take you 7 hours for it to defrost. So mamela, the freezer is one big mess, and you want to pull it out. Friday night, whatever it is, takes 7 hours, let's say, to defrost. They should have it for your Shabbos Yisudo. Are you allowed to take it out 7 hours beforehand or not? There, the Aruch Shabbos brings down a machlekes. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is Mekel. The Baal Nachas Elio is Mekel also. He says, Dabar Pashat L'chera, that Revelio Fal. Says that you're allowed to take it out beforehand. That's considered Samach L'Sudo. Anything which you need that amount of time to prepare before the Sudo is considered Samach L'Sudo. And therefore, it's not a problem to take it out. A similar case would be if you need to heat something up. So you want to take chicken, there's pieces of chicken mixed up in something else. You want to take out the pieces of chicken mixed up in a reitiv and open that to shdam, it's a tariv. And you can't warm up the entire thing because you're not allowed to heat up the liquid. So if you're taking out the piece of chicken, sticking the piece of into tin foil, and putting it on top of your chalom fat. Now you want it to warm up, it's going to take you 2 hours to warm up. It's more than an hour. That's also the same shayla l'chera, and it should be mutter according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The Mara Shabbos of Yad Lashlito, he wrote to Rosh Hashanah Zalman with regard to this. He asked him with the story, let's say you have a tarevis of bottles of soda. And you want to pull out this bottle of soda, Schweppes lemon lime. There's a bunch of Schweppes that I couldn't tell whether or not. Lemon lime, yeah, okay. And I also want this type of jump and this type of, fine. And I want to put them in the fridge, that they should be cold, or in the freezer, they should be cold for the soda. 2 hours before I go to shul, that they should be cold.
Is that what they're not?
There, Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though he was Mekel, seems to be he was Mekel Shemari Shabbos Kol Chasam, he answered back to him that not like I wrote a Shemari Shabbos Kol Chasam, I already put in the new Chelek, they already incorporated it, and he says, you're going to have to be change it according to what I'm saying now, but anything which is not Mugder as a Tzurich for that Suda, the Hainu, because you could have just as well done it at a different time and had the same Tayalet, then we don't look at it as a Chelek of the Chana for the Suda, and therefore it's problematic. So, taking out the sodas, since you could have done it before Shabbos, just as like now, you could have done it at a time which is not Samach L'Suda, therefore it's a problem. However, if you want to heat up food, and if you heat up the food in Erev Shabbos, it's not going to help you for Shabbos, or if it's going to leave it on the entire time, and it's going to get overcooked, then in a Chanav, it's not a problem. L'chur, the same thing with regards to taking out a Challah. If you take out a Challah, unless by you it doesn't make any difference when you take out a Challah, most people, even if they take out a Challah for Lecha Mishnah on Friday night, and it's frozen from the freezer, they'll stick it back into the freezer even though they're going to use it the next day because you don't want to leave it out for 10 hours because it's not going to be as fresh for the next day. So you take it, put it back into the freezer and you take it out in the morning, so that should be fresher. Therefore, also, you can't take it out before Shabbos. Therefore, such a thing would be mutter according to Rosh Hashanah, and you'd be allowed to take it out. Now, when are you allowed to take it out? Let's say it takes 7 hours to defrost. So 7 hours before your suda, which starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, is 4 o'clock in the morning. Do you have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to take out the challah or not? Says Rav Falk, just because you don't want to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning doesn't mean that we can matter your suda. It's just because you can't see what's going on in your closet, you're not allowed to turn on the light. Says Rav Falk, zikr, that's us. Rav Berkowitz wants to say, no, that should be mutter. Why? Because since that's the normal oifen of how it's done, people don't get up in the middle of the night. The normal oifen is that if you have to take it out for the next day's suda, then you take it out at night. Therefore, it's not considered a Maisa Brir. What's the lumnus? L'chura, the lumnus is that when you get up in the middle of the night at 4 o'clock in the morning and take out your challah and you go back to sleep, what's nicker there that that's a Maisa Achila? Why is that mutter? Where's the Maisa Achila? How am I Magdar as a Maisa Achila? The Vard is because according to our Falak, according to those that matter, that's for sure mutter, right? I don't see anything. I said, look, I went back to sleep. He went back to sleep, woke up, went to chakras, then he had a suda. What does that have to do with my zechila? Teres is because since I know that for a chalas and the frost, before suda takes a number of hours, so Mamela is taking it out before, and that's the normal eifin of preparing for the suda, even though it's not subject to the suda, and even though it's going to take a few hours. So if the normal eifin of preparing for the suda is to do it the night beforehand, and no one wakes up in the middle of the night to take it out, then the oifen of preparing this type of food from before the suda is starting from beforehand. Meili wanted to say that in Echnami it's mutter. What does it take it out? It's always best, some just eitz seva kamashmon, to be misada your freezer and misada your fridge before Shabbos. If one of the many things on the list of mishpacha and stuff, all things you have to do, take out the bowl before Shabbos. One of the things you should do is be misada the different things in the things that you use for Shabbos. Put them in, you could do it lechatchila, when you put it into your fridge. Put it in and ripe it, that it shouldn't be a balagan. Put it into your freezer, that it shouldn't be a balagan. Everything is in this, everything you're going to use is in this drawer, is in this part. Not everybody's freezers are so mesudar, but you should have a corner that should be mutter. Certain things that you always have to have, you have to have a knife, just miyuchad for cutting onions. You have a knife, there's certain things that every house has to have, but you shouldn't get into issues. Saves most of the shaylas in Hilchas. As long as you have a power of a knife, most of the shalas of the bird, before Shabbos, get around the shalas instead of having. There's numerous shalas of the bird that you cannot get around every single Shabbos that just come up simply every time you have a chalm. You're supposed to do separate the chalm before Shabbos. What are you going to do? You don't have a chalm. Obviously, we have enough shalas of the bird that we can't take care of before Shabbos, that at least those that we could take care of before Shabbos, we should take care of before Shabbos. Now, somebody that wants to, when you get to this shaila of what's considered an altar, let's say you don't know when guests are coming. You know that they're going to come, you invited guests to come for the suda, and you didn't tell them when. So you know that they're going to come sometime between 10:30 and 11:45. So it takes 20 minutes to prepare the suda. When are you allowed to prepare the suda beforehand? 20 minutes before 10:45, or do you just have to wait till they show up and then go? Because it's not before the suda. L'chura, to me, it was pashut that you're allowed to do it any time before the suda. Kol kama that there's a tzad that you're going to eat now, and that we reckon as a chiluk of the suda. However, so brought down b'shem riyash, and it was machmer. Or Hashem and emlu kubshutai that it's mutter. Nira, he doesn't bring down raya b'chol. Nira, that it's pashut that such a thing is mutter. El chura from dumani, that is how the oil is naik. That even if you have a suffix as to when the people are coming, you're allowed to do it beforehand. That certainly lechura in such a case, you could be simuch on eglay tal The Gemara wants to tell you that the shaw that is mentioned in Mordechai is dafka. Anytime which is teich shaw, then that's considered samach lasuda, and therefore it's mutter. Dainu, there are certain things that are considered samach lamincha, is a half an hour. Those that say half an hour, chazanish, b'shem the chazanish was said that half an hour is samach lasuda. It's not clear what he meant when he said half an hour is lekulo lechumra. It's like the chut makif by Hadassim, that a kulo lechumra. Kisser, it's not clear what he meant. Does it mean that you're allowed to be makel, and even if it only takes you 3 minutes to prepare, you're allowed to do it half an hour beforehand, and then go for a walk for 20 minutes? Or does it mean to say, no, even certain things which are going to take you longer, you only have up to half an hour? That's samach. But either way, the Eglis Alzheimer is that samach is, that show is samach l'suda. Why? We reckon that any time that you're before the suda, we reckon that is a chenek of the suda. Mashmoy says, even according to him, that you're allowed to prepare the suda for 10 minutes, and then take a walk to the park for 45 minutes. Now, la halacha, it seems the stimus of Mishnah Berurah, the stimus of Pesach, and the way the Mishnah certainly goes is that it's the amount of time that you need to prepare. You have to use the bathroom and change your clothing, whatever it is. Certain thing which is not considered a hefsek. You're not planning on doing something, and you're planning on going to walk, planning on going to shul, taking the kids to the park, whatever it is that you're doing. You're not planning on doing something else. That's considered samach lasuda, and that's what's mutter. In this case, about the Archim, for sure, if you're within the hour beforehand, l'chur, you have what to be simuch on b'chlal, al t'egletal, that holds that that's always considered samach, and therefore, l'chur is zikr, you have what to be simuch on, the fact that there are mechabriz ma'anenu, are also meko, when you get to Safik when they're coming. What the story with, if you want to go out you want to go for a walk, you want to take food, you just ate your suda now, but you're going to eat later on in the park. You can be out for the park for 2 hours, and you want to take food for later on, you want to take change of clothing for later on, ukadema. Are you allowed to do that? You're not planning on eating it now, but you're leaving the house now. What's the story? This is similar to the question that we had beforehand, but it might be slightly different. And that is that maybe there's a tzad to be making. The mice of most of the paiskim say that such a case is a problem. Because you don't have it's worse than the case from beforehand. Even if Shlomo Zalman is machmor over here. Why? Beforehand, I only have one maisa. My maisa is doing a maisa chesed of giving it to my friend before he leaves. That maisa chesed, I did la'alter. After what happens, that's Shimon's geshäft. That's not my geshäft. But over here, it's my geshäft. The whole thing is me. I can do it now, I can do it later. Grad, I'm leaving the house now, so I have a problem that I can't do it till later. But on maisa, everything is totally in me. Telling me, I have no heder to go ahead and take it now if I'm going to use it later on. The Shevet Alevi in the Maitza is Mekel. It says before in Kolkama that it's a Tzerif right now, you're allowed to take it out. Some Shevet Berkwitz, on the Taino, that Bamokam a Tzerif, since it's a Maitza, a Safik Zaraisla, on the Tzad, to be Machmer, it's a Safik Zaraisla, and many places came from Shama Zalman seem to be Machmer over here. Therefore, Bamokam a Tzerif, you could be Semech, we have a Shevet Alevi, Bamokam a Tzerif, you could be Semech on it. Lechatchila, the best thing to do is to try to use it beforehand. If you're being mevar vegetables from a platter, so take a bite of it, take some a little bit, cut a little bit, give something to use the thing that whatever it is that you're taking out. If you could lechatchila, that's the best to be mapik nafshim miplukto. However, even without a makom atzerich lechayir, you could be makel. What's considered makom atzerich? That's a good shayla. I don't have a good gather for what's considered makom atzerich. Anytime I'm going to the park, it's considered makom atzerich. No, lechayir not. It would have to be a samshas of each one. You have to knock off a little bit of whatever it is. Mamash had 20 cucumbers, then that's but the shayla is like this. Very often, if you're going out, especially if you're going out with kids, or kedema, then you never know when you're going to need a change of clothing, and you never know when they're going to want to eat. You actually do know when they're going to want to eat. As soon as you leave the house, oh, we're on the way. We're there. That's it. We're already having the... No, where's the food? Or the clothing. I need a drink, you pour them a drink, it spills all over them, and they're going to change the clothing. So Ba'etzin, that's similar to the case of the Archim, that you don't know when they're going to come. You have no idea when the Shem says that. I saw the Ayal Meshulash, even though he brings out Machmirim, he brings out Yashva's Machmir, but he says that he's Ma'ur, this Nikuda, that maybe they're going to use it, but it's Archim L'maisa. He didn't want to make all of that. L'chur, it's a common enough occurrence, and you know that there's such a possibility. And we have a Sheva Levi. Then the Chur, if it's just you, and you're not mamash, you just finished your suit, then your mamash not planning on using later on, then in a chanami, you should lechur be machmer in such a case. However, if you have the big yechilas to use it, and there are people that are mekel, then the Chur, certainly any avak matzarech, for sure can be mekel. Sif Gimel. What's considered a tarivis? Vifel Mekem. We're certainly not going to Sif Dalet. We'll try to see what we can do in Sif Gimel. Now, this is one of the most difficult nekudos of all of Tarevis, and that is, like the Trumas Adeshin said, Mo'oid ha'yikenegin tzvaras aleiv, he says in his case, of the fish that's on the platter, that it should be considered a Tarevis, and nevertheless, he didn't want to be mekel. The Trumas Adeshin, who's the last word in all halacha kemat, b'frat lefi the Ashkenazim, kemat, every tshuva of the Trumas Adeshin is brought l'halacha kemat, and in Lamaisa, he says that he's a mislabic. He says he doesn't know. What's the story? Is it considered Mo'ed Keneg as far as the lev, but I can't pass him. We're handling the Safik Daraisa, therefore I can't pass him. The reason why he says that the Smag says the Safik Daraisa is because not everybody holds up Psalms of the Chaychol of Daraisa. Says the Chaychol according to Rashi, says the Chaychol of the Lazar, not Daraisa. Therefore, he says the feed the Smag, and that's the way he passes the Maisa, the Rach, that is considered Daraisa, therefore he's Machmer. Now, Lechur is Pashut, that even by things which are Nicker, nevertheless, the Chaychol Tarevis. If you dice up a salad, and you have yellow peppers, and you have green cucumbers, and you have red tomatoes, and you have orange carrots, four distinct different colors, each one is bright, each one you can see, you could see all the different things in your salad, nevertheless, it's a Tarevis. It's all one big salad. It's all one big mixture. Your chalent is the same thing. You have a chalent, kishmoy kenhu. You have barley, and you have. And if you look in your study, you'll see there's this little piece of barley over here, and there's a little. Not always depends how thick it is, you can't always see. But you can see this is a potato, this is a barley, this is a bean, this is meat. Nevertheless, it's all chalent, it's all tarevis. Everything is mixed up together. And tzarech lechapei zacharov. You have to look for it, like Lashon of the Bar Yitzin. Something which you don't have to look for, then we don't look at it as a tarevis. Something which you have to look for is considered a tarevis. So even though I can see every yellow pepper sticks out like a sore yellow thumb, nevertheless, it's considered a tarevis. Where is this mufurish? It's mufurish in the Trumas Adeshin. Trumas Adeshin in the Shaili says, we have pieces of fish which are mufurodes zumizu. And the Shuvi says, also the same Lashon. He says, even though, his Lashon is, nikarim b'hafradasam chatiches gedolei. Each one is nicker, b'hafradasam. It sounds like they're not even mamash overlapping each other. But they're all mixed up, they're all, each min is not by itself. And you have one, A, B, A, B, 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 A, A. All scattered on a platter, that's considered a tarevis, even though it's nicker. The fact that it's nicker, lav dafka, is mafkir from the shame of the tarevis. Now the shayla is, why? Because it's all mixed together. It's all mixed into a bundle, it's all on top of each other, it's all mixed mamish. Not just that they're touching each other, it's all into a pile, it's a jumbo, and therefore it's a problem of tarevis. How close do they have to be for it to be considered a tarevis? Says Mar Shabbos, Rabbi Adler Shlita. He wrote in the back in Chelek Aleph, I think it's the eighth Shaila there to Shlomo Zalman. He writes to Shlomo Zalman, Shamati Michochom Echod, that to be considered a Tarevis, it has to be close enough that apples and oranges. You have apples and oranges, it has to be that you don't have a space big enough to fit that item that you're being Mavar in between. If you have apples and oranges and you have the space of an apple in between the apples and oranges, then in a Hanami, that's not considered a Tarevis and it would be Mutter. What do you hold? Says Hashem Zalman, Lo Shamati. I never heard such a thing. Ken Zayin the Chochom Echad has a raya. I don't know. If you'd ask me, I would say that a tarevis is totally on how a person views it. Is it defined? Is it people looking at the tarevis or not? This is what Kama Vakama Preskis my name would say, that if people look at the tarevis, it's the same. Says the Shemir Shalvas Kuchosa in Ora Zayin, in Paragimel Ora Zayin, brings this down from Hashem Zalman, and he says Tzarech Birk Tzas. Natzatik Lekolecha Terasu Biyodei. Every person is a tarevis. Somebody just asked me that. Can I tell that to my wife? Can I tell my wife it's a tarevis? Oh, I don't know. Some people's wives, everything is a tarevis. Some people's wives, that's a tarevis? Come on, that's a mess on the floor. That's not a mess. That's not a tarevis. What do you mean? There's two pieces already? That's a tarevis. It's very hard to be mindful of tarevis. There are certain things that everybody looks at as a tarevis. If you have a laundry basket with a bunch of different things piled up inside, if you have a salad, you have chalons, these are things that everybody looks at as a tarevis. Especially as a tarevis. Now the question is, how far, if you have three, four, you have all the salad, and you say, send it to Suda, free for all, and you throw up the salad, and all the salad scatters into 100 different places. So now, you have the same exact salad, it's just scattered all over. That's not a tarevis. You're right that the room is a complete mess. 100%. You have toys scattered all over the entire floor. But kokama that they're not in a tarevis, we don't look at it as mixed up, they're not in a close proximity to each other, then it doesn't make a difference how big of a mess you have. Tarevis is, we have to see the connection between the things together to be able to consider it as a tarevis. Now, what's lamaisa? We'll give some examples and work that way. With regard to Svarim, Svarim on the shelf. Svarim on the shelf. See Svarim. All the places you want to sign up, that it's not a problem to take it out. You can see each sefer is defined clearly. You can see which sefer it is. And Be'etzim, there's no connection between the two Svarim, one sefer the next. There are any Svarim which are lined up on a Svarim shrank in order, they're not lying on each other, then we don't Be'etzim see a Tarivus over here. Every sefer is there by itself, and the fact that they're in close proximity of each other doesn't mean that there's a Tarivus. I'm allowed to move the Shtender away from here even though I'm sitting here and I'm touching it. That doesn't turn it into a Tarivus. You have to see a connection between the two. If you have an apple and an orange and a banana next to each other, we don't see it as a Tarivus. You're allowed to take it out. However, such a case, everybody says it's not considered a Tarivus. Now, what happens when you can't see? You don't just close your eyes. Somebody turns off the light. You turn, put down the tris. Open the tris, put down the tris. Put down the tris, and now you can't see any of the svarim. So now you don't see anything here. So does that turn into tarivus or not? Why? What's the suffix? The suffix is, what turns something into tarivus? For a comment that it's not nicker, then all you have over here is a jumble of svarim. I don't see a bunch of different things by themselves. I see a jumble of svarim. I know that I have 10 svarim here, and I need one of them, and I don't know where to find that one. I have to be mechapis acharov. That's why you have to be mechapis acharov, like Lashon Be'eretiv, Dar HaShavim, and something like that. You have to look for it. So Mamela, come to us that you open the tris, no tarivus. Put the tris down, yesh tarivus. That's what Ramesha was asked about such a shayla, in the same tshuva, chelik dalat, anya dalat, and helpus burn. He was asked that, and he names on Enechanami that you turn off the lights, that such a thing is a problem of burn. Mamela, tainas of Ramesha, if you want, if you're in such a case, the best thing to do is take off a sefer, open it up, look inside, use it for a minute, and then you could. Each sefer you're using is for me to use, and therefore it's not considered burp since techer. You have to decide to use it beforehand to be able to get out of that paha. Now, similar thing would be if you can't tell, all the svarim are fading. You used all the svarim, and they can't tell what the svarim are. I don't know. They're all there, but nothing says it. Is that also, if you know by the size and the color of the yeshiva's tape that yellow is the Rambam and the blue is the Sefer Yisrael and the Sefer, then you understand, then you still know, even though it doesn't say that. That's the same thing, that's not a problem, even though it doesn't say it. It's just where it's fading, and they all look basically the same, and you have no idea which is which. That's also considered a tarivus. That lechurafi, everybody would be considered a tarivus, and you would not be able to take it out. What are you supposed to do? Ramesh talks about such a case also. He says, there he says, don't do it in a case where it's near like you're being mavar. So just pull it out enough to be able to see. He says, just open it enough to see, and then put it back. He says, that's not. Take it out, open it up. Looks like you're using it. Then you can put it down. But then you don't, to just open it up, and it's clear from your mindset that your mindset is a mindset of error, says Ramesha, that you should not do. However, with regard to the first halacha, with the lights off, there it's not so pashut in the Peskim, not all the Peskim are machim like that. Kimdumani, Dorcha Shab, what?
Take out a whole bunch and just put it on the table.
Can you take out a whole bunch together and put them on the table? If you're mafaz of the Torah, the question is you can't throw them. Yeah. The Mice of Peskim are mako with regard to it. The fact that you close the light doesn't change the fact that it's not that it doesn't turn into a Torah. And therefore, they say that it's not a problem. Dorcha Shab was being them, Kimdumani. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman wanted to be Machmer Lechatchila, and the Chazan Ish, he said it in a shir, and somebody went and told the Chazan Ish. The Chazan Ish told him, go back to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, tell him that it's not a problem, that in such a case, if they're all on the shelf, it's not considered a problem. Now, what happens if they're lying down? Like this. You can't tell on the floor, you can't tell what they're for sure. It's all in the jungle. And you can't tell what's for it. Is this a derivative or not? So, interestingly enough, it's pasha to us that when we have three swarm, like this on the shelf, that's not a tarivus. All of a sudden, we go like this, and we have a shelf, and then it's considered a tarivus. What happens? There's a jumble now. What's the size of this considered a tarivus? Or if they're always standing up, then it's part of the number is not a tarivus. Now, if it's like this, then there's a shelf, and then it's considered a tarivus. There, Be'etzim, we see a shaykh between one and the next. There is a shaykh between one sefer and the next. You pull out the bottom sefer, they're all going to fall. There's a connection between them. Even though they're nicker, doesn't mean that it's not a tarivus. When each one is standing up by himself and has no shaykhs, they pull out one and has no shaykhs in the next, then in Islam, it's not considered a tarivus. But where it's lying down, there are paiskim that want to be machmer, that such a case would be considered a maisa tarivus. Maisa, I didn't see in I think Rafal had this machmer of such a case. If you want to take out the seal and take the rest of the pile, you can bring Kamura, but in some Babakam, I don't know. You want to take out the Mishnah and put it aside, take the rest of the pile. That would be usher, that would be considered as if you're taking out a Taravis, and therefore you shouldn't. The best thing to do is take it out, use it for a minute, and then put it down. That's your way out of the...
Turning it
up right. L'chur should also fix it. L'chur, that's not considered my sabir. You're getting rid of the Taravis. L'chur, you should be able to fix it, put it upright also. You have to put all this around front. It's not really so possible, but such a case would be mutter. Now, l'chur, the same thing is with your socks. You want to take out socks, and you don't want to wake up your wife. Therefore, you don't want to open up the tris. But you can't see which socks it is. You like the socks with the orange line down the side. That's the Kavod Shabbos in the morning. That's the socks that you like. So you want to take out that one, and you have 10 pairs of socks here, and that's the one you want to use. So are you allowed to take out? How are you supposed to take out your socks? You're allowed to take out one, and see, is this the sock? No, this is not it. Put it down. Is this the socks? No. Put it down. Each one, but at the time, I'm not trying to mivar. I'm just trying to get, I would love it if I would be able to get that pair of socks the first time. I'm not trying to mivar b'chlal. I'd rather that all my socks stay in the basket, on the shelf, and I just take out the one that I want. What's the story of that case? The Sas Emes Lamai says, Mekel, L'chur, such a case, says that you're, there's not considered a Maisa Beri b'chlal, B'shem Zalman is Maseret. Even in a case where you know that, the case I'm talking about, where you know this playlist and you're trying to get the Oichel, there, the Sfasem is the Meiko. The Aruch HaShabbos brings down from the Ayil Meshulash, Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that, and that's how he seems to go, Halakha L'maisa, is even when rave of the things are psalis. For example, you have 10 pairs of socks, and you only want one pair. So you know that there's a 90% chance that you're going to get the wrong thing. Nevertheless, we're not magdad as a Maisa Berah, that's a Maisa Chila. I'm just trying to get to that thing. I'm not trying to be Mavar anything B'chlal. I'm just trying to get to that pair of socks, and Mamela, you would be able to take it out. L'maisa. Ramosha seems to be machmer in such a case that would be a problem. He says when the lights are off, then in a chanami, and you can't see, to take one out is a problem if you're doing it in an oifen of brera. If it looks to us like you're doing a brera, I don't know if you have to put in the pair of socks for a minute. To be able to do yishtamshas to matar according to Ramosha, in a chanami, kimdumani would be oster. And that's how, kimdumani, my memory doesn't fail me, that's what my Rebbe in Einstein was screaming about when he said, skila socks, says, was taking out the socks. In such a case, you don't know where your socks and you want to take it out to see if it, according to Ramosh Lachar, it would be also. That would be like when the lights are off and you can't find it, it's not clear, it's a Taravis, and you're not taking to take out the one. If you're not sure where it is and you're looking for it, you have to be Mechapa Sakharov. Then, if you're doing it in an Oifin where it's nicker that it's a Maisa Brer, it's a problem. To take it out and be Mishnah, it's Mutter even according to Ramosh. That's for sure, Mutter. However, the Rosh Hashanah would say that even such a case is Mutter, the Chatchila, the best thing to do is open up the Trista crack. Okay. Can you bear with me? Minechon. The Rama says, basically finished, almost finished. The Rama says the only time you have brayer is when you have shtimin. If you have minachas, then it's not a problem. There's no problem with brayer. The Taz is chirlik, and he says, no, even by minechon you have. Now, Lamaisa, the Chayadim says that you should be machon like the Taz. By minachas, you should be machon like the Taz. La Halacha L'Maaseh Mishnah Berurah clearly seems to be saying that it's not considered Maaseh Berurah by La Halacha Pesach and Goat, not like the Taz, and therefore Menachas is not a problem. What's considered Menachas, and why is Menachas not a problem? There, L'chur, the same Surah that the Rach, that the one that you don't want to eat is Pseilis, should apply to Menachas. The Chelik that I don't want to eat is Pseilis. What's the Taz to be Mekel? Times the Chemin Moshe? No. The reason why it's considered Pseilis is because since I want to eat A and I don't want to eat B, that's considered, at that min is psalus. But kokama, I'm eating the min that I'm trying to be mavar and saying, I want this chelik of that min, not that chelik. How could you say that's psalus when I'm eating that min gufa? The mela, it's not shaykh to be magdar as psalus b'chlam. That's not going to answer up every case of min achas. We'll have to get to those. It could be that min achas, pashtus, is not considered a taravis. We don't look at it as a taravis. And therefore, if it's possible to create a taravis bin min achas, then in echanam, we will also have a case of Breira, that's the Chorim Mavur in the Magan Avram, who brings down from a Rav Magid, that even by Min Achas, if it's a Dover Lach, the Master Shekel says, since it's Mu'uriv Hetiv, it's also Midaraisa, even though it's Min Achas. That we'll have to get to Bizmanu Bezor Shem. We'll get to that at a different time. Now, what's considered Shnei Minim? That's also not 100% clear. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you have two types of fowl, that's considered Shnei Minim. If you have a roasted piece of chicken and you have a cooked piece of chicken, that's also considered Shnei Minim. mamash two things that have two different, very different tastes. People on the staff said it's two different things. Now, tops and bottoms of chicken, is that considered two things? There are those that say that it is. L'chura, I would say, lulei z'mistafina aminus, the steam is different in Mishnah Berurah, is that it's not considered two things. Even though one is a little bit juicy, one is a little bit dry, one is a little bit, and they have a slight different taste. Not every single slight different taste makes it into a different thing. Two different types of fish, yes. If one's roasted, one's roasted, that's bakal. It's two different ways of preparing it. Where you prepare all the chicken the same way, and some of the tops and some are bottoms, the Mishnah Berurah does not, for some reason, he says two different types of chicken, two different types of fowl, and it doesn't say the same chicken, tops and bottoms. Because he only had bottoms. He only had it. But Mechur, it's right to say. Why didn't he say such a case? The Mashmoy says that such a case would be not a problem. Anything which is clearly used as two different things, two different colored clothing, two different types, anything which is used as a different shtamshim, two different sizes of clothing, you can't use this for that. Two different types of spoons, two different types of, one you use for serving, and a small one you can't use for serving. These types of things, the chur, are clearly defined as two different minim, and it is a problem of, the problem of bar of shnei minim. Now, the last thing that we will done on is sorting. What's the story with sorting? Are you allowed to sort? You have a pile of cutlery, and you wash them all, and they're all sitting, they're all dry and sitting in a huge pile, and you want to set the table. Are you allowed to set the table or not? So, are you allowed to take every single, pick up the first one, it's a spoon, put it down in the right place. Pick up the fork, put it down in the right place. Pick up the knife, I'm not being mavar. I'm taking mikola baliyade. The chur is not considered a ma'aser b'ir b'chlal. Now, in a case where you're eating both of them for right now, the chur, you have two different things that you're eating for right now. You have chicken and rice. And you want to separate the chicken from the rice just because you don't like when the chicken and rice touch each other. And you're going to eat the chicken and the rice together. That is not a problem b'chlal. That's oichel mitzech oichel from yad. That's not considered a ma'aser b'ir. If you want to take the chicken and separate the chicken from the rice and eat both of them later, there the pre-begun is mistapik, is that mutter. And there, the Mishnah Berurah says it's pashit that that's aser, according to the Rambam. Interestingly enough, the Prima Gadim himself, in the Sefer Reshei from Daf Ayin Dalet, he says, I know that this is the aser according to the Rambam. My question is according to the Rach. According to the Rach, it says that it's not minimi minis. What's the halach on such a case? Anyhow, according to the Rambam, for sure it's going to be aser, and that's the way that the Bir Halacha passes. Now, what's the story, just getting to our case, what's the story if you want to eat them not at the same time? You want to eat one after the next. I have vegetables inside of my soup. And I love vegetables, and I love soup, and I plan on eating them both in the same soup. Just, I don't like vegetables in my soup. And it ruins my soup when I have pieces of vegetables in it. So when I fork my vegetables, take them out, eat my soup, and then eat my vegetables. Do I say that the vegetables right now are being mafriya of my soup, and it's considered pseilis, or not? Says Rav Shimon Eider, B'shem Rav Moshe, that such a case is considered pseilis mitzvah eichel. Right now you don't want to eat it, it's pseilis. You're not allowed to take pseilis mitzvah eichel, even for the altar. You're not, even if you're going to eat it in a minute, you're taking the pseilis mitzvah eichel. Lamaitza, Rabbi Yashiv is Mekel in such a case, and he says, no, that's considered an etzim. Maybe that's, I would think that that's the meaning of the Olam. Maybe Ktas Meduyik, Rabbi Fry wants to be Medayik from the Mishnah Berurah, and Sefkatin Yud Gimel, that it's such a case is Mutter. He says, Dafkash, he says, Ratzon Lomar, Sheyivr Oysa Shereitzel Lechel Mayad, Velo Yivr Oysa Shereitzel Laniach Lesuda Acher. If you have two foods and you want to eat one in this Suda, one in the next Suda, take the one that you want to eat in this Suda, don't take the one you want to eat in the next Suda. Why didn't you say don't take the one that you want to eat in this Suda later on? Not Mukhach, but Lachar, that there is a Mashmais in the Mishnah Berurah. Kolkama, that you're planning on eating them both in the same Suda, then there is no Pselis over here. I want to eat one after the next. And therefore, there's no Pselis and it's Mutter. If you want to be Nafik, Nafjilis, but Plumta, you could take a little bite from the vegetable and then put it down if you want to. But then you won't get into the shadow in the first place. Now, you could eat the vegetable first. You could eat the vegetable. Then you have the same. Yeah, for sure. That's for sure, Mother. Now, what do you want to do? Let's say you have the pile. Back to our case, you have the pile of rice and chicken, and you're not planning on separating them, taking out the rice from the chicken. You take out one piece of rice, put it on the side. Take out. Close your eyes, Bafal. What is it? Chicken. Put it on the other side. So you're not doing a ma'aser b'ir because you're not separating it. All I'm doing is being mafkia the tarevis. I'm taking one thing out of the tarevis, and then when it's out of the tarevis, I'm putting it in the right place. L'chur, such a thing should be mutter. What is that similar to? The case of Rabibi. Rabibi was shreiteach lefanov, and all the places say la lacha l'maisa, that that's what they're to do. You're allowed to get take something out of a matzvah tarevis. When you have a whole thing of silverware, you're allowed to throw it up in the air that all the silverware should go all over the place, and then you don't have a tarevis anymore. And now you're allowed to take everything down and put it in the right place because you don't have a tarevis. You didn't do a ma'aseh brera because you didn't put everything into its right spot. You just separated the tarevis. And then afterwards, Ramesha says about it was asked about such a question. He says he etzah tova. That's a good etzah. It's to get rid of the to get rid of the make it that it's not a tarevis anymore. The shayla is, can I do the same thing over here? I close my eyes. I take whatever is out. So it's not a ma'aseh brera because I don't care what comes out. It's not a ma'aseh brera. Now it's not a tarevis anymore. I put it in the right spot. Rebbe Falk in his Sefer Machos Elio has a tshuva, long tshuva about this. And his basic raya is from the fact that no one said that this is the best way to get out of ma'aseh brera. In all the cases of the Gemara, no one said that this is a simple way to get out of ma'aseh brera. Mela hinem zani brings raya. Also, he says his last paragraph in the tshuva, he says, I know people are going to taina that you don't have a raya muchrachas and it's not 100%, v'chulu v'chulu, sort of as an Eretz Yisrael. I went into Shnei Ma'ari Aldar, Marna Hirshi Yashiv, and Rishon Zaman Orbach, and they both said pe'echon that it's pashat that that's awesome. The shayla is why. Why is that aser? And that's the way the place can go, that's aser. Why is that aser? Her, the reason why it's aser, that's the way the place seems to go also, say it, is because we've done the whole thing, we can't stop in the middle. The whole thing is done, there's a ma'aseh brera. Be'etzim, your kavana at the end to put it into a different spot, then you, be'etzim, we see the entire thing as a ma'aseh brera. Just what did you do, the way they did ma'aseh brera is instead of taking out all the psalas from the eichel, you took it one by one, and then you separated it. But you sorted it. But be'etzim, the entire ma'aseh is mugder from the beginning to the end of ma'aseh brera. As opposed to throwing up the silverware, there you were mafrid the entire thing. It wasn't individual, you weren't separating each one and putting it into order. You got rid of the entire ma'aseh of the terevis. When it's not a ma'aseh of the terevis, then the entire thing is not a terevis. No, we'll let us take the things out. We'll leave the coats and everything for the next time. The last thing is case of we look at the entire thing as one mitzvah of being a father, and therefore it's awesome. Ah, the last case, thank you. However, if you're using each one individually, then it's mutter. For example, you want to wash the dishes. So you have a whole pile in the sink of cutlery. It's piled high in the sink. You want to take out a spoon, wash it, whatever comes out, wash it, and then put it on the side. And a pile of spoons. Take out the next one, a fork, wash it in front of the side. There, what you're doing is to wash it. The reason why you're taking out each one is for ishtamshis. Anytime you're taking out for ishtamshis, then it's mutter afterwards to put it wherever you want, because it's out of the ravis. The reason why you took it out of the ravis was not to get it to sort it. The reason why you took it out of the ravis was to wash it. In such a case, it's mutter, you let it wash each individual one, and afterwards put it into the pile, and it's not a problem.